ジャパニーズポッド101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
パルコレッスン16、ジャパニーズパルコスよりの方がはと and で make comparisons a no-brainer。
ようこそ japanesepod101.com の女子のレッスンへ。
Hi everyone and welcome to the particle lesson series at japanesepod101.com. My name is Jessie and I'm joined here by
こんにちは、ナオミです。 Hello everyone, Naomi here.
In the previous lesson, you learned the particles used to indicate the means of doing something or the material used to make something. Can we hear an example of that?
はい、電車で学校に行きます。
I go to school by train. Okay, so this time, what particles will we be covering?
In this lesson, you'll learn particles used for making comparisons.
And this lesson's conversation is between a TV announcer and a contestant, right?
そうです。テレビのクイズ番組ですね。
So this is a scene from a quiz show on TV.
はい。
In the Learning Center, you can review the particles that you'll learn in this lesson.
はい。問題は私が作りました。
Naomi-sensei made those questions for you.
はい。
So please go to the Learning Center to check out the questions and let her know what you think of them.
よろしくお願いします。I'll be waiting for your comments.
Okay, so let's listen in on the conversation.
世界で一番長い川はアマゾン川です。丸か×か。
×、ナイル川。
一番速い動物はチーター。では、鳥の中で何が一番速いですか？
ハヤブサが一番速いです。
カナダと中国とどちらが大きいですか？
中国の方が大きいです。
残念。中国よりカナダの方が大きいです。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
世界で一番長い川はアマゾン川です。丸か×か。
×ナイル川。
一番速い動物はチーター。では、鳥の中で何が一番速いですか？
はやぶさが一番速いです。
カナダと中国とどちらが大きいですか？
中国の方が大きいです。
残念。中国よりカナダの方が大きいです。
今度は英語が入ります。
世界で一番長い川はアマゾン川です。丸か×か。
The longest river in the world is the Amazon River. True or false?
バツ、ナイル川。
False, it's the Nile River.
一番速い動物はチーター。では、鳥の中で何が一番速いですか？
The fastest animal is the cheetah. Now, which is the fastest bird?
ハヤブサが一番速いです。
Falcons are the fastest.
カナダと中国とどちらが大きいですか？
Which is bigger, Canada or China?
中国の方が大きいです。
Let's see. China is bigger.
残念。中国よりカナダの方が大きいです。
Oh, too bad. Canada is bigger than China.
ジェシーさんはクイズ番組をよく見ますか？
Do you often watch quiz shows?
よく見ます。I watch them a lot. They're really interesting. And I learn a lot from them too. 日本にはたくさんクイズ番組がありますね。There are tons of quiz shows on Japanese TV.
ああ、確かにね。Maybe you're right. 日本に、いっぱいありますね。アメリカはどうですか？
そうですね。アメリカにもあります。We also have quiz shows in the States. For example, Jeopardy is a really well-known one. Have you heard of it?
Jeopardy?
Jeopardy. Jeopardy.
Jeopardy?
Right. Jeopardy is a really well-known one in the States.
あ、スペルをやっていくやつ？
No, it's not.
違うんだ。へぇ、YouTube で探してみます。
あ、はい。
I'll look it up on YouTube.
Good idea. In this lesson, you'll learn particles that are useful when comparing things.
Let's start with two particles. より
then
and の方
the one on this side or direction. When we compare two items in Japanese, we use the particles より then and の方the one on this side or direction. So allow us to explain the usage of の方 first. の方 is placed after the item that is superior.And by that, we mean the item that is more blank. So let's say you're comparing January and August. In Japan, which is colder?
January, of course, which is 1月. So the answer would be 1月の方が寒いです。
January is colder, so notice that it has の方 after it. And now how about which is hotter?
August is hotter. August is 8月. So,We say, 8月の方が暑いです。
August is hotter. The particle より is placed after the item which is the lesser of the two. So if you want to make it a complete sentence and say, August is hotter than January, you have to add 1月より than January to the sentence.
Right. So the sentence would be, 1月より8月の方が暑いです。
August is hotter than January.
As long as the words are followed by the right particles, you can switch the word order. That means you could also say, 8月の方が1月より暑いです。
Right. So there, the order has been switched, but the meaning is still the same. August is hotter than January.
So, in the comparison sentence, did you notice the particle が was placed after の方?
Right. When choosing something out of a list of two or more items, the choice that the speaker makes is marked by the particle が.
Right. 1月より8月の方が暑いです.
August is hotter than January.
Or you can also drop の方 and say 1月より8月が暑いです. But be careful. The particle が cannot be omitted.
So that was all about how to make a comparative sentence.How about a comparative question? How do you ask about the choices?
We mark the choices with particle と. と comes after every item in the list of choices.
Can we hear some examples?
Sure. 1月と2月とどちらの方が寒いですか?
Which is colder, January or February? So notice that the two choices,
1月,
January, and
2月,
February are followed by と1月と2月と。と corresponds to or in English, but unlike or in English, you have to attach to every choice.
そうですね、right. So, January or February is 1月と2月と。And bus or train would be bus と電車と。
So, how would you say which is faster, a bus or a train?
バスと電車とどちらが早いですか? Or, どちらの方が早いですか? Like we said, for the answers, the の方 can be left out.
Okay, now let's move on to superlative sentences. Superlative sentences don't use より or の方, but they do use the particle が.
First off,What's a superlative sentence?
That's actually a really good question. Before, we just learned how to compare items like A is bigger, smaller, or closer than B. Now we're going to learn how to say that something is the biggest, smallest, or closest in a group. That's what the superlative is, saying something is the most blank when compared to other items. the highest degree.
Mm.
So Naomi sensei,
はい。
What's the hottest month of the year?
8月 かな。8月が一番暑いです。
August is the hottest. So notice that the choice 8月 is followed by the particle が。
8月が一番暑いです。
Okay, and how about when we ask a question about the superlative?
Ah, as we learned in lesson 9 and 10, when a question word is in the subject, the particle が comes after it. So, which is the best? Would be どれが一番いいですか?
どれ means which, and 一番いい means the best.
はい。
どれが一番いいですか? Means which is the best.
If you want to know the hottest month, 何月が一番暑いですか? If you want to know the coldest month, that would be...
Well, the word for cold is 寒い, so it would be 何月が一番寒いですか? Which month is the coldest?Oh, but the phrase of the year is missing from this sentence.
Oh.
How do you say of the year?
That would be 一年で。一年 means 1 year. で, in this case, means in or throughout.
In a superlative sentence, で marks the category that the choices belong to. This corresponds to in or throughout in English. So another example. How do you say throughout the world?
World is 世界. So 世界で。
How about in Japan?
Japan is, of course, 日本. So, 日本で. As I mentioned before, 一年で is in a year. So, 一年で何月が一番寒いですか?
What month is the coldest of the year?
一年で何月が一番暑いですか?
What month is the hottest of the year?In this lesson, you learn the particles used for making comparisons. Now it's time to recap this lesson with a quiz. Naomi-sensei is going to ask you a question in Japanese. Your job is to choose the best response from the choices provided. Are you ready?
ナイル川とアマゾン川とどちらが長いですか?
1.
ナイル川の方が長いです。
2.
ナイル川は長いです。
3.
ナイル川より長いです。
Can we hear the question again?
Sure. ナイル川とアマゾン川とどちらが長いですか?
Which is longer, the Nile River or the Amazon River? And the answer is?
Choice 1. ナイル川の方が長いです。The Nile River is longer.
Let's look at the other choices. Choice 2.
ナイル川は長いです。
is a general statement. In a comparison sentence, the choice the speaker makes is marked by の方が。And how about choice 3?
ナイル川より長いです。
Longer than the Nile River?
The subject is missing, so this sentence doesn't sound right at all.
Right, we don't know what the subject is, so it doesn't make that much sense.
そうですね。Okay, well, that's all for this lesson.
In this series, information from previous lessons will show up in future lessons, so make sure that you master this lesson before you move on to the next one. Okay, some of our listeners already know about one of the best tools on our site.
Line by line audio.
Basically, we take the dialogue and break it down for you.
You can listen to each line over and over until every word becomes clear.
If you haven't yet, try out the line by line audio in the Premium Learning Center at JapanesePod101.com.
それじゃあまたね!
See you next time!
世界で一番長い川はアマゾン川です。丸か×か。
×、ナイル川。
一番速い動物はチーター。では、鳥の中で何が一番速いですか?
ハヤブサが一番速いです。
カナダと中国とどちらが大きいですか?
中国の方が大きいです。
残念。中国よりカナダの方が大きいです。